Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hi there. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous, here for another BGI series, which is in short for Beginner's Guide to an iPhone. I am going to introduce and discuss about something called Personal Hotspot. A personal hotspot is something that can be quite useful if you're traveling or you're in a place where you need to connect a different device to a Wi-Fi. Now let me explain that a little bit more too. Let's just say I'm on the road and I have an iPad or some computer devices that I want to use or my kids want to use. But as you know, when you're on the highway, you don't have any Wi-Fi. And just say my computer or my iPad does not have cellular either. So the only way I'm going to get internet connection is that by sharing my personal hotspot to my devices. And how that works is that my phone has a cellular data plan, for example. So you obviously can use internet through your data plan through your carrier, for example. All right, so what that means is that I am going to connect my iPad or computer to my iPhone to use the data plan. So that's the only downside. So if I'm traveling, you are going to be consuming data, but you'll have Wi-Fi access to that device so you can have internet connection. So it all boils down to that it allows another device to access to the internet if you don't have capabilities going through your cell or carrier. I can't think of any other reason why you would do any other purposes other than maybe if you're stuck in a hotel that doesn't have Wi-Fi either. Another good example would be because you do have cell on your phone, you can just connect your device while you're in the hotel as well. So this can be very useful if you want to connect other devices so they can gain access to the internet. I hope that makes sense. Now the process of setting this up is very simple. Basically, what you got to do is you got to go into your Apple settings or just settings, double tap on that, and when you get to that, you're going to swipe to the right until you get to what they say personal hotspot.
Personal hotspot off button.
All right, so right now it's turned off, so I'm going to go ahead and just double tap in here.
Settings.
Now, there's two things you need to do. One, you need to know, well, actually, this will tell you what is the name of your device, so you'll be able to see it on your Wi-Fi list, as I'm going to demonstrate on my other device, so you can see what device this is called. So I named my iPhone on this particular 6S device is iMickey 6S. So that's the name of my device. If you want to learn how to change the name of the device, you can listen to my About BGI series on About. That is where you can name your device to different names. So it just depends what the name of your device is. What it will depends what shows up on the Wi-Fi. But I'll show you how you can tell what device your device is named, so you can be looking for that. So once we are in here in a personal hotspot, it's turned off. So I'm going to go ahead and turn this on. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Personal hotspot. Heading. Settings. Back. Personal hotspot. Personal hotspot. Off.
There it is. So
double
I swipe to the right.
Setting.
It says it's off. So I'm going to go ahead and just double tap to that on.
Personal hotspot. On.
Now that option is now set on. Okay. So what that means is that once you turn this on, that means my iPhone is now beaconing out there as a hotspot. So it is actually broadcasting a Wi-Fi connection, so anybody can connect to my phone and use it for internet access. But the good news is you can password protect it, so nobody can just blindly just get on your Wi-Fi and start using your data. So you don't want that to happen. So as you swipe to the right.
Now discoverable.
It says it's now discoverable. That means it's up and running, so it's now discoverable. People can see it.
Other users can look for your shared network using Wi-Fi under the name Make You 6S.
Okay. Did you hear that? It says, and now other people can hear it by looking for the iMickey 6S. That is when and how you will be able to find what the name of your device is. So it may be just plain old iPhone. It just depends. So that is how. So just swipe to the right there, and it'll tell you exactly the name of the device. Okay? I'll repeat that again.
Now other users can look for your shared network using Wi-Fi under the name iMickey 6S.
There you go. iMickey 6S. Okay? All right, I'm going to swipe to the right.
Wi-Fi password. Apple device.
Okay.
Button.
This is where you can set a password. So this is an editable field. So if you just double tap on that, and then a keyboard will come up, and you can assign any password you want. In my case, I use AppleVis, for example, all lowercase, A-P-P-L-E-V-I-S, as for the password. And that is how you can secure it so nobody else can hop onto your phone and use up your data without your knowledge, okay?
To connect using Wi-Fi, heading.
Now, there's step-by-steps that you can just swipe to the right, and it'll tell you how to do it step-by-step if you would like to do that. So that is a nice feature there for you to go through. So it gives you the process of how to go about connecting to their personal hotspot.
1. Choose a MIPI 6S from the Wi-Fi settings on your computer or other device.
So it also, again, will tell me that it's iMIPI 6S is the name of my phone that is on here. So that's cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up my other device here. And I'm using another device. It's very much like an iPod Touch. Because we'll just pretend we don't have Wi-Fi. Obviously, I'd have Wi-Fi in this home, but if I'm on the road, what I would do, I would go to settings on that device, and I would look for Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi at 2T9R9R9.
There's a Wi-Fi, so double tap on Wi-Fi there. And once I double tap on Wi-Fi,
back
now I'm going to swipe to the right until I find what we heard, iMIPI 6S.
Wi-Fi heading, Wi-Fi on.
And you got to make sure your Wi-Fi is set on, so double tap on if it is not.
Selected at 2T9R9R9.
Now that's my current Wi-Fi and it's selected, but don't have no fear. We'll just pretend that it isn't there. We're in a car.
More info at 2T9R9R9.
We'll go down.
Choose a network.
Okay.
Heading.
We'll get down to where it says choose a network. So one more time.
iMIPI 6S. Secure. Personal
there
hotspot.
It is.
Signal strength 95%.
There's the iMIPI 6S. So
network.
Go ahead and just double tap.
Password.
Secure. Now,
text field.
The password again is what you signed on my iPhone, which was AppleVis. So let's go ahead and put AppleVis.
A. P. P. L. F. R. E. C. V. J. I. A. S.
Okay.
Join.
At the very bottom right-hand corner of the keyboard is a join button. Double tap on join. And now it's going to connect to
Wi-Fi.
My iPhone.
Button.
So we can make sure it is. Let's just check it.
2:58 p.m. Stop. Airplane mode on. Status. 2:58 p.m. Do not disturb. Orientation locked. 88% battery power.
Oh,
status
be.
Bar item. Wi-Fi on. Selected. iMIPI 6S. Secure. Personal hotspot.
Okay. That is how we do it. So we joined it. Now that iTouch, or I say iPod Touch, is now in the Wi-Fi of my iMIPI 6S. And so now I can do anything on that iPod Touch, for example, and download apps, play games, check my mail, check my Twitter, all that just as if I was on Wi-Fi. So this is great when you're on the road, at the hotel, whatever, where you do not have access to Wi-Fi, but you do have access to a cellular carrier option on your phone. So this is what personal hotspot is all about. So that was okay. That will do for this BGI series. And until next time, I hope you enjoyed this, and we'll see you in the next BGI series. Bye bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.